Those numbers may be something of a wake-up call to Democrats as they look to the future. For thoughts on how the Democrats may stake a claim to moral values, we've called David Price, Democratic congressman from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. He has degrees in both divinity and political science and has written extensively about the role of religion in political life. Congressman Price, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
How would you define moral values in this debate?
Well, moral values are the commitments we have upright behavior to our fellow men and women, to the enduring values that come from our religious and other traditions, and of course, then we implement those in politics. In my own case, I will always identify my entry into politics, my interest with the civil rights movement, and very much a part of that experience was the religious tradition I came from and the broadening of my religious and political views that took place under that challenge.
It does seem that this question, this moral values term, has become deeply entwined or closely entwined this year with the gay marriage bans, the amendments on gay marriage. And I just wonder if you think that issue, which passed in 11 states, may really have trumped everything else and become a very effective wedge for the right.
Well, I certainly think that's the way the president and his campaign tried to use it, and apparently it worked for a number of voters. But, you know, to go into the code of Leviticus and pick some precepts and not pick others, I think is not really what we're talking about in the prophetic tradition. What we're talking about is understanding that broad admonition to let justice roll down like waters.
I'd like to have you respond to something that the conservative activist Gary Bauer told us yesterday on this program. He said this: "I think the challenge is going to be for leading Democrats to try to figure out why they're perceived as being so out of step with mainstream America on these sorts of issues," meaning the issues of moral values. Do you think he's right there? Do you think the challenge is with the Democrats?
I don't think we're out of step. I do think that we need to do a better job often of articulating where we're coming from in terms of moral convictions and the tying into these traditions that people value. You know, we're not talking about one side that's got a monopoly on values. On the contrary, we all ought to be struggling to figure what is required of us and what our what it means to be faithful. And that ideally would be a dialogue, not something that is used as a political bludgeon with one side claiming all virtue and one side claiming complete identity with God's will.
Do you think the Democrats' mission should be, at least in part, to reach out to these evangelical Christians who went so solidly for the president?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes that reaching out is not reciprocated. I remember at a polling place in an election I lost in 1994, I remember a woman snarling in my face at a polling place, "You're a counterfeit Christian." And that, in some ways, kind of summed up that campaign for me. You know, I had started out thinking that I would have something to talk about with almost anyone who approached politics from a religious background, and I discovered that that wasn't always possible.
Congressman Price, the religious right has been on the rise for some time now, and I wonder if you get the sense or if you think that the Democratic Party may have been asleep at the switch here, not paying attention to something very potent in our country right now.
I do feel that way to some extent. Democrats are having some difficulty these days with figuring out exactly how to address these matters of faith and politics. And so I want to see us have a good discussion. I want to, first of all, have us seek out what our values and require of us, not assuming that we have all the answers, to have an earnest discussion of that. That ought to be part of our internal and cross-party dialogue. And then not to hesitate to take our convictions into the public arena. That, I hope, will be one result of this election experience for us, that we become bolder and more intentional about doing that.
What you're talking about does seem, though, more abstract, more nuanced than something as simple as, if you're opposed to gay marriage, go to the polls and vote for option one, vote for amendment one on the ballot.
Well, it's more nuanced in a way, I suppose, but I don't think it's any less compelling.
Well, Congressman Price, thanks for talking with us today.
Sure thing.
David Price is a Democrat from North Carolina. He holds a divinity degree from Yale and was a professor of political science and public policy at Duke University. He was elected to Congress in 1986.